Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We may have a very special guest, but we definitely will have our needs and wants segment. So I want you to just sit back and relax and just think about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family and my friends and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to begin, of course, by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars through by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and the doers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. We thank you for just making a way out of no way, Lord. We ask with this ministry continue to be something that is acceptable and something that is pleasing in your sight. We ask in the name of Jesus that if we have anything that is not like you, would you please remove it and would you help us to be great ambassadors for you, Lord, because we believe in you, we trust in you, and we depend on you. And so now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we are never relinquished out of your sight, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And our host was just inboxing me because there's a technical difficulty again, Lord Jesus. But I want to introduce Dr. Melanie Macklin. Dr. Mack, she is the guru of skin. She's a dermatologist. She's a certified dermatologist. She has, she has a plethora of knowledge. But due to time constraints and things of that nature, we're going to ask her only like three questions. And so listen closely to the questions. And, of course, take notes because she has a lot of information, and we really appreciate her taking out time of her busy schedule to come on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Dr. Mack, are you on the line?
I am here, Miss Alfreda. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am doing great.
Great. I'm going to ask you three questions, and is that okay?
Oh, that's perfect. Yes.
Okay. What would you say is the most vital elements in keeping the skin healthy?
Oh, that's a whole book, Alfreda. But I think some general principles as far as keeping the skin healthy is people just have to have a routine because everybody has such a busy schedule. They're getting up on an alarm clock in the morning, and they're ripping and running, taking a quick shower, and we oftentimes forget the proper facial skincare. So, of course, you know, we're not to use the same soap that we use in our body on our face. There are facial cleansers, and they're meant to be that way because our face is a very thin skin versus our body. Another thing to keep the skin healthy is certainly you do not want to use the same washcloth that you're washing your body and putting that on your face. Because, of course, the body has more broad spectrum bacteria that can be transferred to the face. So that's a no-no. You can use your hands to wash your face or have a separate facial cloth. You also want to make sure after you cleanse your face every day, and there's so many variety of skin cleansers on the market. Really, whatever's your favorite is my favorite. The key is, Alfreda, that people need to have a cleanser, and then after cleaning the face, you also want to moisturize. Moisturizing is key, and we also want to make sure that moisturizer has an SPF, which stands for sun protected factor, of at least 15. Because even though many of us that have darker pigment in our skin, a lot of times we think that that's going to protect us from getting skin cancer, and that's not necessarily true. So no matter what skin color you are, it's important to pick up a moisturizer with SPF, because even when you go to your workplace, the fluorescent lights that are in the buildings, those emit ultraviolet rays. And so a lot of people don't even think about that, Alfreda. We think, oh, you know, we're inside and we're protected. But if you work in an office building anywhere and you see those fluorescent lights, that is a form of UV radiation. And then lastly, the key for keeping the skin healthy is, not necessarily lastly, but, you know, drinking a lot of water. You know, your body is 75% water. And if your body gets dehydrated, then the skin is not going to look as, you know, moisturized. It's going to look dry and wrinkled up. So basically, someone, to calculate how much water you really should be taking in every day, take your weight, whatever that is in pounds, divide that by 2. And whatever that number is, that is the amount of ounces that a person should be drinking in with water every day. And it's okay to dilute the water with like some lemon juice or a little splash of fruit punch, you know, especially some people don't even like the taste of regular water, but the key is just getting that water in. So I think if you just follow those basic principles and then proper nutrition, you know, eating right, eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables that are rich in antioxidants, that really helps to kind of keep away the bad stuff from our skin. So lots of the darker colored berries and fruits, lots of green vegetables. Vitamin A is great for the skin. You can find vitamin A that's heavy in carrots. So those are, and you know, a lot of, as far as like from a meat perspective, especially eating lots of fish, because they tend to contain a lot of the omega-3 fatty acids, which really helps to put moisture back into the skin. So and then, of course, if your diet isn't the best, I definitely recommend supplements. I actually have a product. I'm not sure if you're familiar with my product, Bella Nutri, but that is a specific skin and hair supplement. It's not a hair, skin, and nail vitamin. Those are nothing more than a multivitamin. But what's in Bella Nutri actually helps to, with the collagen and the marine protein, it really helps to nourish that skin from the inside out and getting the skin tighter, even helping with scars, helping with stretch marks, helping with acne. So, you know, I'm very big on tackling the inside with certain nutrients. So, yeah, that's about as much as I can wrap up as far as skincare. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of that product again? I want to write it down. Your product?
Yes. It's called Bella Nutri. BellaNutri, Bella Nutri.
Okay, got it.
And it's all natural. Yeah, it's all natural. So as long as, you know, if someone's taking other medicines, this is not going to interfere with that.
Okay, great. Now, let's talk a little bit about braids. First of all, the hot question is, are braids healthy for your hair? And if so, what would you suggest that one should do to the hair to help, you know, your skin and your hair healthy?
Right. Braids, you know, braids are a great protective hairstyle. But I think the problem with braids occurs when, number one, if the hair is being braided too tightly in the first place. If you're feeling someone and you're feeling an area that it's a little painful when when the stylist is, or whoever is braiding the hair, that's a sign that the nerve around the hair root is being activated, because otherwise you wouldn't have felt it. So you feel it because the nerve has been activated. So once that's been activated, that's a sign that there can be some irritation and inflammation resulting in that area. So your hair may be nice and neat, braided out, and you saying, oh, I can let the tightness will wear off. But the damage could be done, you know, might have already been done from just within that 24-hour period of you trying to sustain that tightness in the hair. The follicles are being snapping off like this. Boom, boom. I have seen so many folks come into the emergency room, and I've been called in as a dermatologist, and young ladies coming in with full braids of their hair pulled out of their hair because the stylist pulled it so tight. So it's so important that if you're getting your hair braided, make sure that the stylist is not doing it too tight. And then also, the weight of these braids are getting really ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I have to say it like that, because we're putting a lot of extension hair on the braid. And think about if you tied a rock to a plant leaf, eventually that plant leaf is what? It's going to come out the root, right? So that's what's happening with a lot of these heavy, heavy braids, heavy added on lock braids. I know everybody's trying to get these unique different styles, but please, let's not compromise the integrity of our own hair roots for the purpose of a style. So making sure that when we're getting these protective styles, that it's just such as the braids, that it's not so heavy that's hanging down, because your roots are feeling that on the inside of your body. And guess what? When it comes time to get those braids out, a lot of that hair is going to come out with it. So always remember, if you're feeling tight areas on any part of the braid, trust and believe lots of those hair strands will come out when the hair gets ready to be taken out. And on that point, as far as taking the braids out, you know, we really have to have better grooming practices with the removal of braids. So, you know, not trying to keep your braids in no more than every 4 to 6 weeks. And still, we need to have proper hair care while you have the braids in your hair, because scalp is skin. And I tell people this, how often do you wash the back of your neck? And folks will say, oh, well, Dr. Mack, I wash my neck twice, at least every day and sometimes twice a day. And then the next question is this, well, how often do you wash the skin above the back of your neck? And that's the scalp. And when I ask that question, it all rings, because that's the same skin that's covering your whole body. So we wait 4 to 6 weeks to wash the skin above the back of our neck, but yet we're serious about washing that skin on our neck. There's no difference. We should still have proper skin care of our scalp as well, because our scalp gets a lot of yeast and bacterial buildup. And so in order for us to keep our scalp healthy, we need to keep it clean. So even if you're wearing braids, you still need to make sure that hair gets washed, because when you get a whole bunch of that bacteria and yeast build up on the scalp, you're in for a lot of hair loss as well. So that's very big to remember. And then lastly is, if you're used to always wearing braids, whenever you get it redone, have the stylist to braid it in a different direction. So don't always have it in the same direction or whatever. Tell the stylist to kind of switch it up, because remember, it had tension in that certain area when it was first put in. So, you know, have them to just kind of change the direction by which it's being braided. But overall, you know, I honestly don't have a problem with braids. I say really when we put braids in our little baby girl's hair that we really need to especially not have those braids too tight, because their follicles are still young and tender and maturing. And for heaven's sake, we don't want to have our little baby girls going bald by the time they're 10 years old. So, you know, moms really need to be careful about, you know, I say no to extensions on a baby girl. I've seen and got so many pictures of folks sending me, asking me, Dr. Mack, is this okay to wear? No, it's not okay. Your child does not need extensions at 3 and 4 years old. It just doesn't make sense, and I just say no. So, you know, I'm all about for, you know, making sure to give out that information to moms so that, because sometimes moms don't know, they just go on with the styles too, you know. So the key is just really being really extra tender when it comes to our little girls.
Wow, that's good. Okay, and then the last question is, what are the best treatments for acne?
Well, acne, the most common, you know, first you have to understand why you are getting acne. So let's just go over the topic of what's the most common cause, and that's the hormonal imbalance that goes on in your teen years. And what they'll, and so that hormones are active, you know, the oil glands start responding to those, to that hormone stimulation, and starts to spit out a whole bunch of oil in the skin. That in turn clogs up the pores, and then the next thing you know, you've got a bump underneath the skin that then arises above the skin and causing, you know, little whiteheads and blackheads. So, you know, if we're talking about that form, it, you really have to do something. You know, my favorite is always the internal approach, because skin is the largest organ in our body, and skin starts on the inside of the body as well. You just see it externally, but it starts internally. So with that being said, it's important to dry up those oil glands, which can be used, I mean, like vitamin A capsules, or beta carotene. People can get that at any drugstore. That actually can help to keep the oil glands dry. Because if you keep the oil glands dry, then you'll have less likely for those bumps to appear. Also, keeping the as far as cleansing the skin, you're going to be using a different type of cleanser than just the basic face wash. You're going to look for like the oil-free acne wash, which contains salicylic acid. It looks like an orange liquid. You know, Neutrogena makes one, but every CVS makes a generic version. I think Target makes a generic version. But that salicylic acid helps to remove a lot of those old dead skin layers that have clogged up the pores where you see the bumps. So that's important to use that at least, you know, once in the morning and once at bedtime. Then after you've cleansed your face, there are lots of acne gels out there, like that contain benzoyl peroxide. And benzoyl peroxide is a very common ingredient that's used in a lot of the acne medications. And it acts as, it helps to, you know, reduce a lot of the, any, you know, the swelling that may go on around the bump. But it also has some antibacterial element as well. So that applying the gel directly to some of those acne areas will help to really dry it out. And then after a person has, like, you know, cleaned the face and moisturized the face, the last part of skincare that I suggest nationally, I don't care who you are, as far as ladies are concerned, rather, is to get a skin color powder. You know, and they come in all, you know, whatever this, your shade of you know, powder that matches your skin color. It's very important to brush that along across your face every day. And some ladies may say, oh, well, I don't want to wear makeup, and they're thinking that the makeup is going to make their acne worse. Well, it's actually the reverse of that, because your pores are entryways from the environment. So anything, like if you're touching your face, or the, you go outside in the environment, and anything can get through those pores if there's not some sort of light layer of something to kind of seal those pores over. So then when you come home from work or school or whatever you've done, you wash your face, and all of that gets trapped in the powder, so it doesn't go through your skin. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So then now you're washing off. You're washing off everything that was that your skin got exposed to during that day, and that's, and then also it just helps to finish, you know, a woman's face off every day anyway, and it just adds an extra layer of protection. So those are, and then actually, sun is, you know, sun in small amounts can actually help acne as well. I don't really try to talk about that too much because I don't want someone to overdo it, because of course sun can have a worsening effect on the skin. But if someone's having a flare in their acne, you know, sit outside for a good 10 or 15 minutes every day, and that can kind of help to calm the skin down. A big myth is, you know, the association of acne to sugars, chocolates, and fatty foods. You know, still to date, there's no absolute correlation to the foods as it relates to acne. But I just say this, I just say that folks should be being cautious about how much sweets or fried foods that they eat anyway. So I think the other components that I talked about already is still going to be effective, you know, as far as the treatment is concerned. And then, of course, if all else is just failing and really the skin is still becoming very active, I would definitely suggest for that person to go see a dermatologist in their area, because they may really need some antibiotic therapy, for which, you know, sometimes we have to keep a person on antibiotics for months in order to kind of keep the skin calm. And then, of course, there's, you know, higher strength acne medications that are prescribed that we can write as a doctor, that you're not going to get the strength and the over-the-counter sort of versions. But I can honestly say most people following my routine, just from the over-the-counter medicines that I suggested, they tend to get, you know, clear skin without having to get prescribed a whole bunch of medicines. So I know healthcare is a tough sort of situation for a lot of people. So this is why I have, you know, been branded, and actually now for almost 20 years, of being able to provide those, you know, little quick over-the-counter tips for the most common skincare issues. So once again, with something like acne, that's such a broad topic, but I think I've hit on a lot of those little, you know, the main treatments that someone should be using.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and that was a lot of information, a lot of good information. So thank you so much, Dr. Mack, and may God continue to bless you in your endeavors.
Yes, well, thank you, Ms. Alfreda. And if any of your listeners need to reach out to me, they can contact me through my website, which is www.drmacklin.com, which is drmacklin.com, and I will be happy to help your listeners too.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, my dear. Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Mack, and you heard all of those wonderful tips about the skincare and the hair and how to keep our skin healthy. And so we're going to have many different individuals. I have another guest who is in Hollywood, and she is going to come on, and she's going to give some tips about hair and nails and things of that nature. And we have many different people on the line. Now then, you're going to have another individual, yours truly, who will give you tips about health. And so that is one of my areas that I really focus on and that is really needed, and that is health, because we see all of these handsome and beautiful faces out there. And what happens is sometimes we're healthy and sometimes we're not. And just because people are skinny doesn't mean that they're healthy. And just because people are larger does not mean that they're unhealthy. And so we're going to really focus and give those health tips. I'm going to be sharing menus with you. I'm going to be sharing meditations with you as far as health is concerned. I'm going to have other experts in health, as I said before when we first started this show, but now we're building up momentum. So I'm going to be sharing those particular things with you as far as health and human performance is concerned, because it's very important. Beauty is important, but our health is most important, because we have to keep this heart beating. We have to keep this mind regulated, and we have to make sure that we're on the right track, okay? So that's that, and that was Dr. Mack. So be sure to reach out to her, you know, listen to some things she has to say. She gave us a lot of great information, okay? All right. So I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you goodnight. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to freetoloveshow.com and click on number one, Love Radio. freetoloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. We're going to get to our needs and wants after the announcements. Okay? Artists, gospel artists, writers, actors, promoters, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Free to Love show.com. Speaking about the show, on tomorrow, God's will, we'll have actress Miss Rose. Miss Rose will be on tomorrow at 9 p.m., so be sure to tune in at 9 p.m. on tomorrow. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be sure to call out what they need, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you check out a couple of websites. If you go to Afrita.hubpages.com, you will find here many different articles: crime and law enforcement, Christianity, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. You will find many different articles, so please be sure to check that out. In addition to that, if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, you will see, give me just a second, my goodness, stellargospelmusic.com, you'll see a homepage. And as I said before, we're adding new music projects here. You will see two gospel artists. But to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. FreeToLoveShow.com, be sure to check out Miss Cassandra. I believe she has a show this weekend. Be sure to check her out in Dallas, Texas, as well as check out Miss Solomon. She's in Grand Prairie, Texas. Here's the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. We're adding a link to that. Then be sure to follow Pastor Kim Burrell. She has a new radio show, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. All right, that's Pastor Kim Burrell. I'm getting excited here. If you want to view some pictures from one of our plays, stage shows, please be sure to click on that button. Please contact me for any events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting opportunities at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. We're also making the AfritaLoveShow.com television, where we're going to have different clips and snippets. If you want to contact me, there's Facebook, AfritaLove, Facebook, Dr. AfritaManyaLove, Facebook, AfritaManyaLove, Instagram, AfritaLove, LinkedIn, AfritaLove. To advertise your church, you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. If you're in the South Waco area, stop by 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. We would love to have you at the church as well. About us, this is an international radio station, and here are a couple of interview samples here. If you want to check the interview samples out, excuse me, in order to understand the format of the show. Okay, if you want to contact me, there's the name. Put your name, I'm sorry, email, subject, message, and click the submit button. All right. For services, of course, this is a gospel radio station. We have some events going on, speaking, Spiritual Guide on the Go, as well as blogs. All right. Events around the world. Thus far, we have the Gigantic Gospel Concert on September 11th in Houston, Texas, with some of the gospel giants. Be sure to support them and check them out as well. Okay? If you go to AfritaLoveShow.com, you will be on the big website where you will hear some music in just a few minutes. Yes. Okay? Welcome, AfroToLoveShow.com, radio number 347-843-4981. If you want to email me, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here's the homepage. This is the entertainment and media company, ranked number one sales starter nationally. You will see many different gospel artists. You will see entrepreneurs. You will see many different individuals on this particular page. All right. In addition to that, okay, I see your message. In addition to that, we're going to also appear, okay, and we're going to go to AfroToLoveShow.com. Of course, this is a radio outlet for conversation with people all over the world, okay? So this is a radio for people all over the world, and the mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. For booking requests, there's the email, name, message, which artist or speaker you're requesting. If you want to be a guest on the radio show, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Okay? Building a brand. We offer some online courses. Here's brand mapping, and that is also a picture of our life map or our branding map. Speaker showcase. These are some of the different topics that we speak on, and we're also formulating a speaker's bureau as well. We have gospel legend Sister Yolanda Adams, as well as gospel legend Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. These are all gospel legends, and we're working on those websites. Community journalists, we have Joy Reed from MSNBC. She has some great news, as well as Miss Goldie Taylor from The Daily Beast. She's in Atlanta, Georgia, and then the AfroToLoveShow.com, so be sure to tap into those particular regions, okay? For authors, we have one book, but we have many individuals that we need to put on the list. We also added a fashion makeup as well as a health page as well, and we're going to build those health pages and those fashion and makeup pages, okay? All right, so let's go back here. If you go to Facebook and you click on, in the search box, Afrita Love, Afrita Love. All right, you will see a calendar. This particular calendar allows you to know all of the events for this week. We're going to have an actress on tomorrow, God's will. All right, and so that's an honor, and she will be here at 9 p.m., a Hollywood actress on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Then, of course, on the 7th, we'll have Love's Billboard. Then we'll have a huge radio host from Philadelphia who is coming on. So we will have those individuals this week, and we're still booking for the other weeks. And then on the 12th, we'll have Mr. Eddie Mann. He's also an artist, and he's out of Philadelphia. So we have many different individuals who are coming, and we have a couple of makeup artists. We have a couple of health experts. We have a couple actually work in Hollywood with different celebrities, and they're going to give us their top secrets, and they're many different networks. They're individuals who don't mind sharing information. That's what this particular program is all about. It's about sharing information like health. I'm going to share the information with you. You know, I went to school for it, and I'm going to share it with you so that you'll know it and you can be successful, because part of this mission, and that's why it's called AfroToLoveShow.com, is that we love to help people, and we love to share information. And so any information that I have, I would love, love, love to share it with you so that you can become better. If you have information, you share it with me. So we share with each other, and we all become better, okay? So I have many different individuals who would just text me and say, yeah, you know, that's great. All right? So be sure to come back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, at 9 o'clock p.m. We're going to do something different here. We're going to move into the segment of our needs and wants. And with our needs and wants, I want you to go ahead and get into position, because I'm going to get ready to set it up. And get out a sheet of paper. Get out a sheet of paper. Okay, get out a sheet of paper. Let me turn this down here. All right, so we're going to get out a sheet of paper, and we're going to go over our needs and our wants here. Okay? And when we go over our needs and wants, remember, for those of you who are new, because there are many new individuals on the line, with our needs and wants, our needs are things that we want God to, God says, I will give you according to your needs and according to his riches. So these are things that we need. Now, wants, what does God want from us? What does he expect from us? It's not that I want a Jaguar, I want a BMW, I want a mansion. No, that's not what we're talking about. When we talk about wants, we're talking about what does God want us to act like? What does he want us to be when we go out into the world? Because I'm going to tell you like this, and I'm going to be very honest with you because none of us are perfect. Sometimes, you know, the world, and I say the world really don't understand the function of God. And so when you deal with these people who are out there in the world, then it's kind of frustrating sometimes because they don't understand where God is taking this. They don't understand the hidden blessing concept of hospitality. They don't understand that. And so it gets to be, you know, God has to show us. He says, okay, you can't expect the world to understand his thoughts. That's why God says, I understand what God meant when he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And he's talking about, God says he wasn't talking about the thoughts of his children and his thoughts. He's talking about the world. You know, we're supposed to forgive, right? God says, the world says, no, you don't forgive. You just don't have anything to do with anybody or with that person or those persons. But God says to forgive. But the world says, oh, no, no, no. So God says, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. So in really analyzing these needs and wants, it's very important that we're not selfish. That's what I'm getting at, that we're not selfish. God says some things are paid for by grace. Some things are paid for by favor. Some things are paid for by mercy. You know, and one thing that I always incorporate when I have these online classes, and, I mean, there's some people in there who are really, they've made it in Hollywood. The sad part about life is you can't take any possessions with you. You can't take money. You can't take fame. You can't take anything with you, right? And so God says, build your treasures on earth. What is he talking about, treasures? He's talking about your good deeds. He's talking about your service. He's talking about how you treat people, how you interact with people. And you can't buy grace. You can't buy favor. You can't buy God's goodness. It's just things that happen. If God charged us for his grace and mercy, none of us could afford it. That's what God is saying. So as you go about in life, and if you can help someone, do it. Help someone. If you can say a good word, do that. It doesn't cost you anything, right? So the focus, we don't want to have selfish spirits. God hears us. He's listening to us. But we don't want to have selfish spirits. And I pray that every day because God is good. He's doing some great things in my life, elevating me, you know, elevating this ministry. And he doesn't have to. And God is not asking, he's not requiring of anything except that we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. That's the only thing he requires. I'm not paying God for anything. God is doing it because of his grace and mercy. He says your reward is in heaven. So the thing about this is I want you to really focus this time, today, on Jesus Christ. I want you to really focus. As we play this song, go ahead and write your needs on the left side and your wants on the right side. Some of us are going to be in for a rude awakening when we make it to heaven or wherever we're going, because this stuff that we have, our knowledge and our monies and our possessions and our expertise, we can't take any of this to heaven. So God says you might as well deposit it on earth, right? So we're going to look at our needs and wants, and I'm going to play this music. And in my journal, the scripture for today is Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So God said, when I go to sleep and I wake up in the morning, Jesus Christ is going to be the same. He's not going to change. I don't have to worry about God being someone different. And that's the type of person I want to be. You know, when you see me one day, I want to be the same the next day. Now, I'm not going to be perfect like the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but I want you to know if you could depend on me today, then you can pretty much depend on me tomorrow too. You know, I don't want to be Alfreda today and Lord knows who tomorrow. I want my faith to be consistent. I want my attitude to be consistent. And I want my belief in God to be consistent. That's what God is asking. And that's for everybody, because there's no one who is consistent on a daily basis. You love today and you hate tomorrow. And that's real talk. So we really need to focus in on this verse, Hebrews 13:8. You know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God just spoke. He said it's called unconditional love. There are going to be some situations in which you want to wipe your hands clean. We're all guilty of it. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to deal with this person anymore. But God says your job is to continue to be like him. And that's the challenge, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't care if you're a minister, you're a prophet, whatever you are, whatever we are, it's hard sometimes. It's hard sometimes. But God says he requires us, as I'm on this ministry now, he requires us to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But you say, well, Lord, I'm dealing with people who don't even know you. I'm dealing with gossipers. God says, but you be consistent. You're working for God. You're not working for the world. Therefore, if we allow the world to overtake us with their thoughts, with their words, with their actions, we will continue to be laborers, God says, for the world. God says in the kingdom of God, and we're not going to rush this because this is God's program and people need to hear this. In the kingdom of God, the work is plenteous. God is hiring people now. But the laborers are few. Why? Because we're too busy worried about the world. So when we listen to this song, I need you to put your needs down and your wants, and I really want you to believe that God is going to hire you for his missions. And I really want you to put down your wants. What does God want us to do? And the first thing I'm going to put is God wants me to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But he wants us to be in the auspices of love. Love is very important, and we struggle with that. So let's go ahead and move on to this song, I Love You, Lord, Today. There is none like you. And God's going to give us a nice word, and then I'm going to bid you a good night. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. that was, I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. As you look at your needs, go ahead and pray unto God for your needs and thank God for your wants. And in this prayer, we pray for elevation for each and every person on this line and those who will listen. We pray for breakthroughs. We pray for glory. We pray for the anointing of God to fall afresh upon the people who are listening. We pray for those who are in a state of depression. We pray for those who are in a state of just annoying. And we thank God for his provisions and his protection. We thank God for giving us a second chance, and we thank God for blessing us to move forward. We pray unto God for each person, and we ask that we continue to be like God and to understand that the world does not think like us, because the world is a selfish world. And sometimes because the world is a selfish world, says the Lord, that we get off track. So if there is anyone who is listening to the world, we ask, what their ears become deafened so that they may walk on the right track. We thank God for the valley moments, and we thank God for the mountain experiences, and we thank God for helping us to press our way through obstacles, to press our way through intimidations, to press our way through different things that may hinder us from getting to our destination. We thank God and we bless God in any situation, in any circumstance. And we ask God in the name of Jesus, as he is right now removing any type of things that's not like him, any type of roadblocks, we ask God right now, would he cleanse our hearts and our minds so that our minds will be focused on him, and so that our hearts will seek out love and will put away all these other foolish things, and so that we can continue to focus on God instead of the world. And if there's anything that is hindering us from loving God, hindering us from loving the word of God, hindering us from our faith walk, we ask in the name of Jesus, will God remove it right now? We thank God for removing the strongholds. We thank God for removing the barriers. We thank God for releasing the pressure. We thank you for the relief. For the relief and the release, yes, 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 release. And we thank God for our eyes opening up to be able to look up to the hills from which cometh all of our help. We thank our ears for opening up to hear the word of God. And we thank you for the consistency and the spirit of God and the movement of God. And we thank you for all of the mountain experiences. And we ask God, whatever our destination is, would he help us to make it there safely? And would he help us to continue to just run after him? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, you're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want you to come back on tomorrow, because we're going to have, as I said before, yes, we're going to have an actress on tomorrow, God's will. And then we're going to have some politicians, and then we're going to have some individuals that you see on television, and there are many different people coming. So I want you to be able to come. I want you to check out ilovebargains.com as well, ilovebargains.com. And also check out Miss Trenisha Christian Single Hay. Miss Trenisha Christian Single Hay. And also check out Miss Shara Lee Ward. Check out her music as well, and that's on my Facebook page. Also check out Sister Juanita Bynum at 3 p.m. daily. She has a devotional talk, so check her out. She's doing some great things. And check out the AlfredaLoveShow.com, of course. If you want to be on the show, all you have to do is send me an email at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We're doing some great things. We're adding some great things, so please be sure to come out. I also have a couple of messages from some entertainers. There are some shows that's coming on tomorrow, God's will. I will post that in the morning, because I'm getting ready to wind down a little bit and just meditate just for a while. But I will post all of those great things in the morning, God's will. I wish each and every one of you a blessed night, a safe night. We're still praying for the 14-year-old who was shot accidentally on a rifle range. We're praying for the mother who slayed all of her 4 children, Lord Jesus. We're praying for people all over the world who are being abused, whether they're adults or children. We're praying for them. We're praying for just everybody, you know. We're still praying for the lady who was killed in church in Midland. they're getting closer. So we're praying for them and her children and her family. We're praying for all of them, praise God. We're praying for those who are depressed. We're praying for those who are experiencing unrest, those who are sad, those who are happy. We're praying for families. We're praying for the bereaved families. We're praying for unexpectedness, and we're praying for surprises, great surprises. We're just praying for every single person on this earth. We're praying for each and every person, and imagine if we pray for each and every person. Now, I want to say this. This is very important. We're finished with the show today, but I want to say this. You're doing a great job thus far with the swimming pool, right? If, you know, the signs say that the water is high, then obviously don't swim, period, point blank. You're doing a good job. You're also doing a pretty good job of not leaving children in the car, or pets, or whomever else in the car. You're doing a pretty good, thank you so much. You're also doing a great job, fantastic job, of keeping your cool for the most part. For the most part. But I still hear instances, and I'm still reading about people losing their cool. It's hot. I know it's hot. You know, kids, some of them are very well-mannerable, and some of them can be disrespectful. You still have to have patience, right? If you're to the extreme where your patience is worn out, make sure your children are safe. Take them to someone who has patience. Go and lavish yourself for a little bit and come back. Right? The whole point is, let's not take children's lives or our lives or anybody else's. Right? Let's love one another. Another thing, last thing. When you take your children on a rifle range, since some of you want to do that, I still think that there should be laws where children should not be able to entertain weapons until they're 18. But that's your prerogative. That is your child. Understand? Listen, if you go to the rifle range, make sure that you're being safe with the weapons. Very important. It is very important, ladies and gentlemen. We just had an incident with a 14-year-old, and I know our days are numbered. I know that. But we just had an incident with a 14-year-old, and we still have politicians who want to have weapons and guns because people believe that weapons don't kill people. It's people who kill people, which I totally agree. But there need to be stipulations. I believe that one should be 18 years old before they can even entertain a weapon. That's my belief, and I'm going to push for that because the data says that over 30% of youth have died from accidental shootings, period, point blank. We have a lesser percentage of those with mental illnesses who have access to these weapons, right? And there is no real way to verify who mental capacity is not there, right? So I think and I believe that a person should be 18 because at least they're grown. I don't believe that children under 18 should be allowed at a rifle range, period, point blank. It's dangerous. Even in the military, at a rifle range, it was dangerous, you know. So that's my spiel on that. Just be careful because I know a lot of you are going to the rifle range now. You're taking your kids, which is great because you want a family outing. Great. But be careful, especially if they're under 18. Please. Please, please. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Okay? That's all I really have to say. And the great thing about the AfritaLoveShow.com is this is my time to speak to the world. And I'm doing it. I'm utilizing that time. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. The AfritaLoveShow.com. We're going to have an actress on. I'm going to plead with y'all again to take care of your children and yourselves, to be safe. It's very important. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I want to thank those entities those media groups for reaching out to me. I'm going to also, as I said before, add a couple of our stylists and makeup artists to the webpage by Friday. Those individuals with events such as Jack and Jill, Essence, Stellars, things of that nature, if you're looking for makeup artists, hit up Afrida Love. I have several makeup artists, fashion designers, and I have everything. So hit me up. Be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, check out my friend, Prophetess Juanita Bynum, okay, 3 o'clock daily. She has a devotional. Excellent. All right? Thank y'all so much for listening to AfridaLoveShow.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow at 9 p.m. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.